superstars.
It's Gene Simmons.
Assalamualaikum.
Ed Sheeran.
How you doing, man?
Mike's live.
Vin Diesel, you're a legend.
Thank you. Spend some wonderful time in Dubai. Blessed to be received by the Maktoums.
3, 2, 1.
The Chris Bennett Show.
We're on.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:03 across the country. What's happening? We're back at it. We haven't turned the studio lights on. I think we might have to do that, guys.
I think so.
One more day of the week. We are nearly there, which is fantastic as well. Hello, pretty. Hello, Rossi.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Two more days till Rossi's birthday.
Can you believe it? The big 4-0.
The big 4-0.
4-4-4-0. How you feeling, mate?
All right, mate. Yeah, fine, thanks. I'm excited to see what the weekend holds.
What do you mean? Have you got no idea?
No.
Are they planning anything?
Apparently so, yeah. I was at immigration yesterday trying to sort out my mother and father's Al Hassan app.
Yeah.
And I got it sorted in the end. I was very happy with myself. So that means we're going to Abu Dhabi somewhere.
Oh, okay. Because that made no sense, that conversation. We're talking about your birthday, then you went to... I was in immigration. I thought there was going to be like... And then they found out it was my birthday. When they looked at my passport.
It gave me birthday tax. No, yeah, we're looking forward to it. So maybe, hopefully, Abu Dhabi or something like that. But I don't have any clue, so...
Interesting stuff. There
big,
it is.
It's the big 4-0.
Wow. New tick in the box, you know, sometimes when you have got to do the ages.
Oh, yeah.
Are you age, you know, sometimes it's like 22 to 39.
Hello.
Now it's going to be 40 up.
Which reminds me, Brent Black.
Oh, because he's 50. I think he's in the 50 bracket.
No, I was talking about you.
Oh.
He sent me this article, and he basically said how to tell if you're a geriatric millennial.
Okay.
Have you heard of that term before?
No. Like, I'm not into the whole millennial and Generation Z and all. Like, I just feel like we use that too often.
Why?
Because he's a baby boomer.
Because we're all just the same. I feel like we're all just the same.
No, you're a geriatric millennial, and so is Rossi.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are geriatric millennials.
No,
which
no.
Which is those born from 1980 until 1985.
Well, what's the one above the millennial? Because that's what Chris is.
No, you guys are not. That's what I'm saying.
See, like,
you guys are not.
This is what I don't like about the conversation. Everyone's just like, no, well, what am I? Like, you're a human being and you do what you want to do.
Yeah.
You don't want to be labeled as, I'm a Gen Z, I'm a millennial, I'm a... Just...
Age is just a number.
Well, except for you, Ross, you are turning 40.
Yes. What's it like up there, Chris?
Mate, it's fantastic. You're going to love it. Is that his only response?
I know.
But you're 40.
But the thing is, though, you're older than me, so you can't really say much, can you?
Mate, I look 31. You look 65.
Good.
I'm having to answer people. Is Ross, he's not turning 40. He's lying about his age. What is he, 48? I'm like, guys, he's turning 40. Just
hello?
Haram. Like, let him be.
So fit for a 40-year-old.
What's that, Eddie?
I'm also turning 40 in like a couple of months.
Yeah.
Yes. So.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie, you look 28, though.
Yeah, he does. Like, no one will believe Eddie's turning 40.
You're turning 40 as well, Eddie. Wow, 40 years old.
Yes, sir. Life begins at 40, they say.
Yeah. Eddie looks like 31, 32.
Yeah, mashallah, easy, mashallah. Easy, you know? Easy. Yeah.
I'm definitely like 34. Nah. Like, when with my shirt off, I've been told 28.
Yeah. 28. Come on. I was thinking of some type of measurement I could say there, but I can't think of anything. 28.
That's funny.
6:06 in the morning. I'm already giving myself props like that. Turn the show off now, guys. You don't want to be part of it. I'm telling you.
No, we want you to be a part of it.
Listen, who's up? Who's going to be our first caller of the morning? We'd love to hear from you. 04-871-5544. Come on, get on the show.
The Chris Faye Show's first call of the day.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. How are we?
I think we're doing all right. I think we're doing all right. How are you? What are you up to?
Right. Yes. I'm in my car with my daughter, taking her to school for her running trials this morning, cross country.
Was she just like, did you get through, Mum?
Yeah. She's like, try, please, Mum, try, because we're never on the way to school this early.
Well, I'm glad.
Sorry?
I was going to say, what's your daughter's name?
Brianna.
Wait, that's Brianna?
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that Brianna. Name. I love that name.
That's
my fiance's name. So, hold on. You're doing there's a cross-country run, is it?
Well, she goes to Jess Jumeirah, and this morning they have their running trials. So, we're on the road now to drop her into school early.
Good on you, Mum. Good on you. Can I? You know, let me have a chat to Brianna quickly. Let's have a little chat to her.
Hold on. Okay.
Hello.
Hello, Brianna. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you ready? You got a big run today?
Yeah.
So what? How long do you have to run for? Do you know?
1 kilometer.
What?
Wow.
I don't think I could do that right now. 1 kilometer?
That's a lot.
Have you been training, or are you just going to have fun?
I'm just going to have fun.
Good on you, girl. Good on you. You do you, and good luck, all right?
Okay.
All right. How old did you say you are?
10.
You're 10 years old. Now, I think I've got... Is this Kiara here?
Yeah.
Kiara, are you also 10 years old doing a cross-country run?
Yep.
What?
At what school do you go to?
I go to DIA.
So it's different schools, but it must be cross-country day today.
Or something like that. Yeah, I guess so.
So you guys go to different schools, but you're doing the same thing. Do you know how long you have to run for?
800 meters.
Oh, a little bit less, but that's still a lot. That's a good amount there.
Maybe she has to sprint.
Maybe. Well, I think it's just whoever finishes it quickest, yeah. So you probably want to sprint. You don't want to do the 800 meters as slow as you can.
No, I mean, is it like, is the 1 kilometer a long distance run for Brianna, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry about Uncle Rossi there, guys.
I didn't understand.
Yeah, it's a race. It doesn't matter. You go as quick as you can. It's not like if you're doing like a 1 kilometer
time
like
trial thing, right? It's
like you know what I mean? Okay. I think so.
Right.
Brianna, are you going to go as fast as you can?
Well, I'm listening to the technique, what my dad told me to go slow at the start and pick up my pace during the middle. And then if I have loads of energy left, I just sprint until the end.
Yeah, that's right. Dad knows what he's talking about. Good on dad
job,
giving that
dad.
Tip. Kiara, have you got any tips? Are you just going to go hard, or are you going to do the sort of same thing?
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go slow and then go fast.
Good on you guys. You guys are great. When I used to do this, I used to go as hard as I could, and then about halfway through it, I'd just collapse, and then I'd give up. So
that's not the way,
that you want to do it, all right? It's not the way you want to do it. So well done. Good luck to both of you, okay?
Okay.
Bye. You want to wish each other good luck?
Bye.
Come on. Say good luck to each other.
Good luck. Good luck.
Oh, see that? Little, how cute is
little,
that?
Little sportsmanship. Good on the parents. Getting up at this time doing the... I would have just told my kid, you're not doing cross country. Tell me what time all the sports start. Anything after 8 o'clock, we're good to do.
If she's not talking,
she's scrolling.
And sometimes both at the same time.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So a crew member who was working on the set of an upcoming Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg movie has suffered a horrific fall. This sounds so dangerous. The injuries were so serious that the paramedics had to use a defibrillator to get a heartbeat back on the 38-year-old man. Like, that is serious.
How did that happen?
So we don't know the circumstances leading up to the fall. All we know is that he fell about 30 feet, not wearing a safety device, broke a bunch of bones in his body, didn't have a pulse when paramedics arrived. Like, it was a really, really serious, so scary. Yeah, situation.
Like, I wonder what Kevin Hart and Mark Wahlberg, if they were there, or did they take the... Like,
that's
do
the
they
thing.
Tell everyone, okay, we're closed for the next couple of days?
We have no idea about the details. It's only just happened, so it's one of those stories that we're just going to have to keep a watch on. The movie, by the way, is something for Netflix that they're filming.
Man, Mark Wahlberg, Kevin Hart in a movie together. I've been hanging out to see this combination.
It's going
to
be great,
I think
I'm
it's
sure.
good.
Yeah.
I think I was going to say, for once, Mark Wahlberg will look like he's the big guy.
Yeah, because I mean, he's always though.
Nah, Mark's short.
Yeah, but like he's muscly.
Yeah,
so,
but
like,
in movies he's always like the shorter guy.
Yeah.
Up with Will Ferrell or The Rock or you know what I mean? So be interesting. All right, what else you got?
So after that red carpet scuffle with Machine Gun Kelly, remember at the MTV VMAs, Conor McGregor says it is all good between them. So I don't know if the fight was what or what happened. The paparazzi caught up with Conor outside of his hotel in New York City and said Machine Gun Kelly is invited to any of his fights. Come on over.
All love.
Are you already past it already? It's just whatever.
It's all good, man. You come to the next fight, then more, you know, come watch me perform anytime. I'll perform, no problem. You know what I mean?
So
yeah, everyone's more than welcome to come to my fights or come to the shows. You know what I mean? That's
so no. Obviously, no beef with Machine Gun Kelly.
No, I don't even know the guy. I don't know him. Who is he?
He's like, Megan comes to all my fights. He says he does. I don't know him, but I know Megan.
Yeah, but I saw him throw a drink over Machine Gun Kelly.
Yes, that's correct. So we don't know what's going on between these two, but Connor says it's all good.
Yeah, I don't know with Connor either. He is... Yeah, you don't know.
You don't know.
I like him. I think he's just... It's like he's... One of the lads still. He's got all this money. We all know he's got this money, but he still wants to show us close-ups of his Rolex and the car that he's in. Like, if you follow him on Instagram, it's just a continuous barrage of, this is all the money I've got. Because he's still, like, he's a lad, and he's just made the money. Like, I like that about him.
Mm. Some would say he's a bit of a chav. That's like a sort of a scallywag, or, you know, like a lad, as you say, yeah.
He's a lad. He's a fighter. He's always going to be in trouble of some sort.
He is.
He's out there to have a good time. Not a long time.
Not a long time.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, it is officially Rihanna's world. We are all just living in it. We need to go by Rihanna's rules here, people. So she showed up to the Met Gala a full hour after the red carpet closed. Okay? The red carpet is shut. Everyone is only waiting to see Rihanna and ASAP Rocky walk the red carpet. That's done. She goes to the Met Gala. Then comes the after party. Now, her after party was the most coveted of the night. Every single person wanted an invite. They may have gone to other parties, but they all ended up waiting outside to be eventually called in to Rihanna's party. Everyone's inside partying. Think about it. Mary J. Blige, Lil Nas X, Brooklyn Beckham, Chance the Rapper. Where's Rihanna? She was not there. She showed up to her own party at 2:30 in the morning.
She's Riri.
Exactly. People who were there were like, it's Rihanna. What do you expect? So some people didn't even see her at her after party.
I mean, do you think she even knows about the after party? I don't think she's sitting there planning it going like, this is what I want for my after party. I think, like, it just probably gets done and she just has to rock up, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You think so?
How old is Rihanna right now? What are we at? Are we 30, early 30s?
Early 30s, I'll tell you right
maybe
now.
Maybe she's ready to, like, she's done with all the party life and all that.
33.
She's 33. She might just be like, you know.
No, I think, but that's Rihanna's style. Like, if you show up a full hour late to the Met Gala red carpet, then you show up 3 hours late to your own party. That's Riri.
Well, you know what? There is only one Rihanna, and she's the only girl.
That I'm the only girl in the world.
That's right.
It's very true. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hanging out with us. If you guys aren't doing anything, by the way, on Friday, I'm going to be at the Mall of Emirates at Carrefour with Fade Fit. We're launching our organic milk, Organics by Fade Fit.
Very exciting.
So 6 o'clock on Friday at Carrefour. I would love to see you all there. Rossi, I know it's your birthday, and he's going to come down and celebrate his 40th birthday
with me,
cutting the ribbon of Organics by Fade Fit. So thank you.
Can't wait. Hey, it's funny you should say that
you
about
imagine?
Organics.
Why?
I don't think you know, do you? There's a new business partner within Organics.
Who?
You know this. This person is very excited to work with you.
You?
Not me. Someone famous.
What are you talking about?
It's coming up in news before the news.
No, it's not.
Honestly, a big announcement about a new partner for Organics by Fade Fit.
What?
Honestly.
How do I not know about this and I'm part of the...
I told Brianna not to tell you. Sorry. Thank you, Chris Fade. I'm Big Rossi. And this is the Not Real News Before the News. George R.R. Martin, the writer of Game of Thrones, has been talking about what he'll do for work now the series is well and truly over. There have been rumours that he's found another job on our sister station, Dubai 92, as a newsreader. And we asked him when he'll start work.
I find that question, you know, pretty offensive. So... to those people.
Whoa.
Doesn't want to work on Dubai 92. I'm not sure why. Tom Cruise was seen at a small cinema in Al Circle Avenue last night, but true to form, he got a bit annoyed when someone else who was watching the screening of the 1986 movie Top Gun decided to have a full-on conversation on their phone.
Now, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Here. Why would you do that? That's incredibly rude. You're a jerk.
Doesn't like it when someone's on the phone. And John Legend has announced he will now be the face of Chris Fade's new milk brand, Organics by Fade Fit.
What?
John has written a new jingle for the company called Organics People. That's the jingle. Organics People. Ordinary people. Oh, that tickled me, that. Sorry. And is excited about working with his new business partner.
Yes, and I'm so proud that Chrissy's a number one bestseller. I like to say number one bestseller, not just bestseller. Number one. We support each other in everything we do. And that's the way you should be with your partner.
With your partner?
So that's cute. Right, that's right. He's John Legend's going to be coming down to Mall of the Emirates Car 4 at 6 o'clock on Friday. Too.
Will he cut the ribbon with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've got a piano there. He's going to play it.
Yeah, and he's going to play Organics People.
We're just Organics People.
It's so tasty, can't you see? I'm Big Rossi, and that was the news before the news.
Don't believe anything that you hear in News Before the News, and we can't be sued. Thank you.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10,000 dirhams cash.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Got a pocket full of cash we can blow. Whoa.
10K Pop Quiz. Powered by RackBank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Enjoy up to 160,000 bonus Skywards miles and joining, or simply transferring your outstanding from another credit card. T's and C's apply.
Is this Dina by any chance?
This is.
No, it's not.
It's Dina.
Yes, it is.
Oh my gosh, Dina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Yeah, I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. I saw you actually in the mall last week.
Oh. Yeah,
I don't know if you remember me with my husband and two little ones.
Are you talking to Rossi right now?
Or are you talking to Chris?
Both. Well, no, not Chris. I saw Chris and Brent Black.
Oh. Yeah, I totally, and I didn't know you were a lawyer. You a lawyer?
Yeah, I don't look like one, huh?
Oh, how man. Do you remember all this stuff?
Oh, that's amazing. How long you been doing law for, Dina?
Oh man, I don't want to age myself, but 10 years at least.
Was it worth it? Was it worth all the studying, all the stress, all that?
Yeah, it was worth it. Not
what kind
too bad.
Of what kind of law do you do?
I'm in-house. I work for HP. I work in-house, so I'm the in-house legal counsel. Oh. So don't worry, you guys won't get in trouble.
Health legal counsel.
So you're like within a company, you're the lawyer, basically. Yeah. We've got one of them, haven't we, Chris?
Yeah, we've had to deal with them a few times.
Yeah, you guys don't like to see them, right?
No.
No, if we ever have to have lawyers involved, it means we've possibly said something wrong.
It's like the last thing you want is, hey, could you just send what happened to our lawyer here?
What did you guys do at 8:30 this morning? By any chance, did you say anything along these lines? I'm always like, nah, it wasn't us, Rossi.
It wasn't me. I'll be honest, Dina, you bring us nothing but bad news, really. I mean, Chris has paid a fortune on you guys, haven't you?
Really? I'm a commercial lawyer, so I bring good news to my company.
Oh, good on you.
I help them close deals.
Well, listen, let's get some good deals right now. Let's get you 10,000 dirhams cash with Rack Bank. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we will come back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Dina, your time starts right now. What was the former name of the Indian city of Mumbai?
Bombay.
In Spanish, what does the word despacito translate to?
I'm sorry.
Sorry?
I'm sorry?
Lara Croft is a character in which movie series?
I don't know, pass.
What kind of sportsman is Roman Reigns?
Soccer player.
What rapper sings the songs WAP and Finesse?
WAP and Finesse. Cardi B?
What movie series features a stormtrooper?
Stormtrooper Star Wars.
What band sang the songs What Makes You Beautiful and You and I?
Pass.
What DJ produced the songs Ride It and Secret?
I go back One Direction.
Okay, cool. What DJ produced the songs Ride It and Secrets? We just played on them.
Pass.
What kind of race is the Dubai World Cup?
Driving.
No, horses. Say horses. I'm just giving you horses.
Horses.
I'm going to just say horses. Let's just give her that one. She's a lawyer. She's helping out. 500 dirhams cash is yours.
Better than nothing.
Totally better than nothing.
It is harder. You should be better on the drive home or on the drive to school.
Yeah, everybody, it's easier when you're not on the radio. I just want to give everyone the heads up. You think you're good at it, and then you get on the show and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't do as good as I usually do when I'm just listening, right? What did you get wrong, though? Let's have a look here. So in Spanish, what does the word despacito translate to? It's slowly.
Not sorry.
I should know that. I'm from California.
You should have known that.
Sorry is lo siento. You know that.
I know. And I took Spanish for like 13 years, and Spanish was my first language. Sorry to say.
Dina.
I love it.
Your first language as well. Oh, gosh. Lara Croft was in Tomb Raider. You know that as well. You just forgot.
I knew that.
I know you did. Roman Reigns was a wrestler. Wouldn't want to see him on a football field. He's huge.
No.
Regard. DJ Regard produced Ride It in Secret. That's
and all we got to.
That's all we got to right there. So 500 dirhams cash is all yours. Congratulations, all right?
Thank you. And my son and daughter in the car, they're going on the school run.
They're on the school run. Hi, guys.
Hi,
guys. All good?
Yeah.
Mum won 500. She did all right, okay?
What?
Are you okay, Chris?
It's a new club.
You got to talk about
well,
it.
Well, it's a rehash of a new club.
You're bringing it back. The club was under renovation
for a while. It was closed down for nearly the last 4.5 years, this club. It's a club we're not supposed to talk about.
But we can only talk about at this time on a certain day.
You can be part of it. But once we're in, that's it. You don't mention it to other people. Okay? So if you're on the way to work right now, you're driving to work. This is for you. If you're on the way to school, this is for you.
But please don't talk about it.
Don't.
It's the first rule.
First rule of... Should I play it?
Yeah, just go on. Do it. Come on, do it.
Wiper Wednesdays.
I got goosebumps.
Oh my gosh.
It's back.
I got goosebumps, guys. Okay, what's Wiper Wednesdays? For old school listeners of the Chris Fade Show, you probably know, you could remember this. If you've joined us in the last 4 or 5 years, well, welcome to it. Wiper Wednesdays is a club that will only ever happen on a Wednesday and only happens for about 3 minutes.
Yes.
And what we want you to do is literally be part of our Wiper Wednesdays club. What does that involve you doing? We are all in our cars right now. A lot of us are.
Yep.
So what you want to do is just turn your wipers on.
Yeah.
Don't do it yet.
Only when Chris tells you
to turn
the wipers on.
Now, we live in a country where we don't experience that much rain. Our wipers don't get used too often.
We don't
so you actually started this club to make sure the wipers don't get, like, run down.
That's right.
You got to use them, otherwise they won't work when you need them.
We want to not only test your wipers, but we want everyone to be part of this crew. Our Wiper Wednesdays team. So when I tell you to right now, what I want you to do sitting in your car is literally turn your wipers on, and I need them on for about 30 seconds.
What speed do you want, Chris?
Just,
full speed?
It depends on the, I guess.
I mean, if you do full speed, everyone's going to look. It's going to get the
message. Well, that's
out.
The thing. Then you can look around yourself and you'll be able to see other people with their wipers on. You'll know they're part of our club. They're part of Wiper Wednesdays.
You give them that nod. You know that nod? Like, yep. I'm in the club too. So 04-871-5544. Get ready to turn your wipers on. Not yet. When Chris tells you.
When I tell you to do it now. If you're going to have your wipers on, I want you to call me as well. Let me know that you're part of our little crew.
Do it.
You're only allowed to tell us. So if you're going to do this and your wipers are on, you call us 04-871-5544. All right.
Yep. And tell us if you see anyone else as well.
Are you ready?
Let's do it. Come on, Chris.
Come on, mate.
Are we ready to do Wiper Wednesdays?
Yes. Come on.
So nostalgic.
Take a deep breath.
Nervous here, guys.
Take a deep breath.
Okay. On the count of 3, 2, 1, everyone turn your wipers on.
Wiper Wednesdays.
Akif, have you got your wipers on?
Yes. My wipers are on.
Thank you, mate. Anyone around you with their wipers on?
Well, I don't see anyone.
Okay.
No. Get the message out more, Chris.
Hold on. We've just started the club. Jonathan, hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning, mate. Wipers are on?
Yeah, they are on.
Thank you. Anyone else around you with them? Can you see anyone else part of the club?
I'm just checking around because I'm in this traffic going to Mizor. Haven't seen anyone yet.
Not yet. Okay. That's all right. It's growing. We've just started. Little Rigger right now with us. Hi, Rigger.
Oh my gosh. I am a huge fan of yours.
Thank you, mate. I appreciate you. Have you got your wipers on?
Yes, we have got the wipers on. And Chris, I mean, I never used to listen to, I mean, any English station. And Avika and Garvita, my two little kids, they made me listen and I'm now hooked onto it.
Man, I love you. Man, we're like an addiction that you can't get rid of.
Love it.
Say hello to the kids and thanks so much for listening, Daddy. And he's part of the club. You got the wipers on, right?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Fast speed. Come on, guys.
What do you mean? You want fast speed?
Like fast speed so people see you.
Zaid, have you got the wipers on?
They're on.
Thank you, brother. Anyone around you with them on?
No, actually.
Okay,
they're
awesome.
Just staring at me weirdly.
We don't want any bills if you damage your wipers, by the way. Maybe put a little bit of water on them.
Yeah.
Nasser, hi.
Hi. Wipers are on, but I can't see anybody. No one's in the club. And almost cheap.
In Umm El Sheikh, what's going on in Umm El Sheikh? Come on,
we're gonna. Don't worry, we're growing, guys. It's day one. We've got to reintroduce it to everyone. Natalie, have you got it on?
So Ronnie has twin brothers.
What's that?
The wipers are on.
Thank you very much.
Nice, right. I like that.
I'll take a couple more here. Paula, hi.
Hello, Chris.
You've got them on.
Now it's off. I'm putting them on again. I'm on Sheikh Zayed Road in Abu Dhabi, and I think I'm the only one who has them on.
What is happening
but
here?
But welcome to the club. Welcome to the club. We appreciate you.
It's only going to grow.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's what we like to call...
Wiper Wednesday.
Now, you don't ever talk about it to anyone else.
Don't tell anyone.
You don't mention it to anyone. You don't include anyone else in these conversations. It's just between us and you. You and I, all of us, this group and this crew, we will grow and we will take over.
We'll meet next Wednesday.
Shh.
That's it.
Until then, that's Wiper Wednesdays.
Virgin Radio.
If it's happening,
it's on the air.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
All the gossip.
All right, we've got this new unreleased Ed Sheeran song. We're going to hear that in minutes.
Yes.
But first, what have you got for us?
Britney Spears has deleted her Instagram. She took to Twitter to assure fans that everything is okay. She said, "Don't worry, folks. Just taking a little break from social media to celebrate my engagement. I'll be back soon." Britney got engaged to her man of 5 years, Sam Asghari, on Sunday. She also has a big court date coming up September 29th. So I think she just kind of wants to chill out, clear her head, and get ready for the big court date, you know?
She seems to be doing good.
She's happy.
I hope it stays.
Everyone touch wood right now. G-Eazy, he has been charged with assault after a nightclub brawl that left one person needing stitches in his head. The rapper's crew clashed with another group at the Standard Hotel in New York City on Friday.
I've been there.
And someone in his crew ended up hitting socialite Daniel Chetrit. Now, Daniel's famous friends include, like, Kendall Jenner and all these people.
Mm.
It looks like it was G-Eazy who did throw the punches.
Oh, my gosh.
Two people got hurt. Cops charged G-Eazy with assault. They arrested him. They gave him, basically, a ticket to say, hey, you got to come back and appear before a judge on a later date. He is back in California.
But, like, I remember when they came to Red Fest, G-Eazy, and he had his crew with him. They looked quite a geeky crew.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And, like, he also had a fight in Sweden as well, didn't he? Yes, correct.
What I don't get is these guys are multimillionaires.
Yeah.
They have private jets, cars, mansions in Hollywood.
Yeah.
They have everything they probably ever dreamt of having.
Correct.
Why would you want to go and get into a fight or punch another guy in the face? Like, I don't get that.
Don't know.
That's where I'm just like, where you would just turn and be like, not even going to worry about it. Like, I don't even care.
A leopard doesn't change its spots, Chris.
Maybe. Yeah. All right.
And finally, I'm so excited to share this with you. Ed Sheeran is gearing up to drop his next album, Equal, on October 29th. So far, we've only heard two singles, right?
Yep.
Bad Habits and Shivers. And he made an appearance on our good friend Elvis Duran's show.
He did.
In New York City. And he sang a brand new unreleased song that's going to be on the album, and it is going to be everyone's favorite.
Okay.
It's the typical Ed Sheeran sound we love.
Love this. Okay, you're hearing it for the first time? Here it is. It's called First Time.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed Sheeran. Here we go.
Ain't it funny how the simplest things in life can make a man? Little moments that pass us by. Oh, but I first kiss, the first night, the first song that made you cry, the first drink, red wine, on a step in Brooklyn. I still feel the first fight, but we both made it out alive, and I can't wait to make a million more first times.
So good.
The greatest thing that I have achieved is four little words down on one knee. You said, darling, are you joking? And I just said, please. Ain't it funny how the simplest smallest things in life can make a man. Little moments that pass us by. Oh, but I remember the first kiss, the first night, the first song that made you cry, the first look in your eyes. When I said I love you, I still feel the butterflies from when we stumbled home that night. And I can't wait to make a million more first times.
Definitely like a wedding song that is going to be played at all the weddings.
All I could think of when I heard this song was you and Brianna.
Oh,
that's
maybe.
All I could think maybe. Of. I think it's such a beautiful song. I pictured you two.
That's so nice.
Everyone crying.
First song
and on stage.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll get Ed to sing at the wedding. Yeah,
in your parents' garden.
How much you'll charge?
Can't wait to see everything that's yet to be. A first child and then a million more. First time.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. First time ever. You're hearing it first. That is Ed Sheeran. You hear it more right here on Virgin Radio. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Hi, this is Ed Sheeran on the Chris Fade Show.
I came across this list. I've just given it to Pretty. I want you to read some of these out. But how do you know that your relationship is on the way out?
Yes. Signs your relationship is headed towards separation. Now, in this room, Chris, I'm sorry to bring it up, but you obviously have gone through a divorce.
You always got to bring it up, Pretty.
I only bring it up as maybe it's a story.
It's usually Rossi that brings it up.
But this, I think, could maybe help someone. Maybe you're listening to this and this rings true. So let me know as I go through this list if any of this kind of rang true. Okay?
Number one,
signs your relationship is headed towards separation. Mm-hmm. Unresponsiveness and turning away from or ignoring bids for connection.
Okay.
Yeah. Number two, emotional unavailability. So it's kind of like a blank canvas, cold.
Yep.
Number three, signs your relationship is headed towards separation. No joy, affection, or humor.
Yeah.
When you're together with that person.
Yeah, no affection.
Oh. No happiness there.
Mm.
Number four, little attempt to soothe or comfort your partner. Let's say your partner is going through something or you're going through something. Yep. Your partner is not doing that duty of, hey, here's my shoulder, here's a hug. Signs your relationship is headed towards separation. Number five, not considering each other when making decisions. You're not thinking about them.
Yep.
Number six, loss of interest in your partner.
Okay.
It's just general.
And the final sign that your relationship...
Like this is the relationship with Rossi and I right now.
Stop it. Signs your relationship is headed towards separation. The last one is an interesting one. You're in a relationship, but you still experience loneliness.
Mm.
So those are seven signs your relationship is headed towards separation. Did any of that kind of... I don't want to take you back to that moment, but kind of ring true?
Yeah, I think so. 100%. I think that a lot of those will resonate with me, but I think they'll probably resonate with someone right now that has obviously gone through a breakup, not just a divorce, but a breakup in any type of relationship. I think you do get that, like, you're together, but you're not, you know something's wrong, but you just don't talk about it enough. And it's not until it just comes to a point where one of you do bring it up and then it just ends. But that companionship, that not really caring what they got up to. I remember like thinking to myself, she doesn't care what I got up to today.
Yeah.
Like I remember those moments where you know, she had checked out. She was done.
The attachment is gone.
And I was somewhat done as well, but I mean, I was just still doing my thing. And
you were sort of living separate lives towards the end, weren't you?
I think, towards the end, the last year was just sort of like living together, but not living together, doing our own thing and whatever it was.
Not considering each other when making your decisions, your plans, whatever it was.
Are you, and you can be honest here and you can remain anonymous, are you in a relationship and you think it's on the way out and you just don't know what to do? Give me a call. 0487155444. Are you in a relationship and you think it's on the way out? 0487155444. I'll also ask you, like, did that resonate with you? Are you out of a relationship? Are you out of a marriage? Mm-hmm. Because those things were totally hitting home. You just realize, and now you're out of it. Let's open up Let's be adults.
Let's yeah, let's be chat. Honest. You honest,
can,
yeah.
You can remain anonymous. I respect that. 0487155544. When we talk about this sort of stuff on the show, it's because there would be hundreds of people who are going through it.
Yeah. It helps people.
It totally does, man. All right.
Yeah.
So let's take your calls next. Are you in a relationship and you think it's on the way out, but you're not sure what to do? Or did you just get out of one? Hi, Jonah.
Hej.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Hej, are you in a relationship right now and you think it's going the other way?
Yeah.
Why?
It's like this. Unfortunately, like it's a long distance relationship, and it feels so hard for me, to be honest, and so sad because he was sick and he got hit by COVID, unfortunately. And it's been a year already, and I have been giving all my best to give encouragement and support to him, even if it's a long distance. And it's also because I cannot travel, even because of the travel ban, to be with him. And I feel like after all of this, I feel useless. And at the same time, I'm also having my own struggle at my work. It comes to stress, and it's more like a comforter already rather than a partner. So I thought it would be better to give up and, you know, move on.
You're becoming, do you feel like you're becoming more of a mother? You're always having to look after him.
Yeah.
Now, what was he okay before COVID, or did COVID sort of, he got COVID, then it tipped him over?
Pardon?
Was it only COVID that made him feel the way that he's feeling now, or has he always had these type of issues?
Before when we were together, it's also like, you know, complaints about the situation. I feel like also I'm a man because I feel like I'm giving this kind of strong points that, hey, life has to be lived by and not just keep on complaining, you know.
You also wanted that support. You don't want to constantly be the support. You also need that help sometimes, right?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's not always negative.
So are you going to do it? It's a long-distance relationship. Are you going to end it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to end it just now? I'll just say it on the radio. We'll send you the audio. You can send it to... No, I'm joking. How are you going to do this? You'll do it via Zoom, I'm guessing?
Sorry?
Are you going to do it via Zoom or WhatsApp? Yeah, don't do it just on WhatsApp.
Yeah,
Zoom. Yeah.
And you never know. In years to come, maybe when, you know, the borders are open and he can come back here or whatever, maybe he's a new man, you know?
Different person.
People can change.
He was telling me that, you know, it's so unfair when you only realize that you need somebody to be with you forever when you get sick.
Yeah, well, the true colors come out when people get sick. Your partner, you'll see how they react when you get sick. Are they going to be there for you, or they don't care, and vice versa? It's very interesting when someone gets ill. Hence, when you get married, they do say
in sickness and in health,
because it's such an important thing. You can be there in the good times, but it's the bad times that you want to know about. Good luck with everything, Hutch. Good luck. Lorraine, you heard the list that we read out earlier on, and it resonated with you.
100%, Chris. 100%. I've been through a lot, and I'm in a better place now. I'm happy.
You happy? What happened? You were married?
Oh, yeah. I was married. I'm married with a son, and you know the list that Preeti read out was perfect. Like everything that happened to me, and then finally I had to get the courage to go and get a divorce. And now I'm divorced, and I think that's the best decision that I've ever made.
How long you been divorced for?
I've been divorced for 4 years now.
4 years.
Yeah, feel good, feel better?
Better, much better. But only thing is with my son, I suffer without my son because I just lost custody of him this year.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You lost custody of your son?
I did.
How often do you get to see him?
Actually, we haven't approached the court for the visitation, but I have a mutual understanding with his dad that I see him like every alternate week or whenever I want to.
Wow.
It's hard. I know that. I know those. You know, one of the hardest things, and going through a divorce is horrible, and I do not tell anyone to go through a divorce. Like, you got to try everything, Lorraine, right? Like, you want to go through therapy. You want to try everything you possibly can before pulling the plug on a marriage, yes. Especially.
Yeah, I've done a lot. I've tried many things.
Yeah, and it just
nothing works.
Yep.
And the thing is that the other person will not want to go to therapy. It's like always you go and do it. There's something wrong with you. You do it. You do it.
And that's wrong. It needs to be a mutual approach where you both go and try and get therapy, which I did with my ex as well. We both went and got therapy, but we just realized at the end that there wasn't. But the one thing in Lorraine, I'm so sorry that you lost the custody of your child. And, you know, I'm happy to hear that you are being able to see your child, because in some circumstances, and I continually hear this, that parents, be it the husband or be it the father or the mother, are stopping the mother or the father from seeing their kids, and that is downright evil and disgusting. And I hear it more and more every day, and I think it's so sad, so childlike, and just horrible, because the only person you're affecting is the child.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's and almost like a ploy in the divorce proceedings, right?
You just play some people play the kids.
Terrible.
Like a game of chess.
Horrible.
Which is absolutely sickening. So listen, Lorraine, I'm glad you're happy. And I'm glad that you're seeing your son, but I think it's so important that the parents see the father and the mother as important to see the kids as much as possible. But I'm happy that you're happy. That's the most important thing right now as well.
I am in a better place right now, and I'm so happy I made that choice. I know that I get, blamed for it, that I broke the home and things like that, but I cannot be bothered about that, because I know that now my son understands what I did was correct.
Yep, yeah. And that's right, you know. Don't worry, the kids will always know when they get older what's going on, you know. My kids get older, they understanding it a little bit more.
Right. Yeah.
And it's what it is. It's what it is, unfortunately. But if you do get married, I want you to stay in that marriage. I'm not telling you to divorce at all. Not at the first sign of any trouble.
Work on it,
you know. And again, if you're going through a divorce, don't ever, ever play those kids in it. It's absolutely sick. I call it evil. I really do call it evil.
It is.
It's an evil step. V, how you doing, V?
Doing good.
You're
all
right?
Thank
you. So you've heard this list, right?
Yes.
But you have a different opinion on it.
While I was driving, I could hear Preeti saying all the list, and I did, tick mark most of them. But I still don't want to leave my partner, because I feel that me too, like I have also shut down myself to my partner. So basically even he is having the same, feelings what I'm going through. And also our relationship has taken a lot of hit due to various reasons, like, family interference, our own personalities, a lot of fights in the beginning of the marriage. So I feel all these external factors have affected our relationship and our bond. So we both are basically stuck in it, but we are great partners.
You're just stuck in it. Like, that's the relationship you want to be in, one that you're just stuck in? Or do you want to work at it? So were you ever in, like, pure love with your husband? Like, you love him?
Pure. Initially it started that way. I felt like this is the end of the world. Like, I've got my soulmate. But, when life hits you, you just realize so many things affects your relationship. That's why I feel it has to be protected, no matter what, initially. We just can't take people for granted saying that, this person is going to be there for me always. But it's not true. So many things change, situations, fights taken, effect on your relationship. So I feel we both are going through that, but I still want to make it work. Also, we have kids, so I feel like we are bounded. By the kids. We just don't want to just leave each other. And then what?
Yeah, no, that's good. Listen, your attitude's, like, unbelievable. I love that. I love that mentality of, like, how our parents were, like,
you got to work at it.
No matter how hard or what's going on. We're married. We're going through this. You're not in a position where, sometimes there are reasons why you need to leave a marriage, like, no matter what's going on.
Right.
There are certain things that could happen where you're like, you've got to get out of that marriage.
Yeah.
But I love, Vanisha, that you want this to work, but will you work at it? Like, would you guys ever go and sit down with a therapist or,
like, when did this realization come? So did the realization that these things are happening in your relationship only come when we read out the list?
No, I have realized this long back.
Okay.
So it's just that when you are not available for your partner, and likewise, you know, you don't get that emotional support, like emotional shoulder to cry on.
Yeah.
You know, your intimacy, passion, everything is like shut down, like, you know, it's off.
So have you tried, since you've known this for a while, have you guys tried working on it already? Have you brought it up?
Yes. We actually, first we didn't want to believe it. We said that everything is fine. It's just that, you know, we are going through so many things in our life, like work.
Us men say that. That is what we say as men. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Like, we right. always say that. We always
denial.
Do.
Denial.
It's denial and just not wanting to have to deal with it.
Right.
Like, that's what it is. So after you heard that, what else happened?
Then we tried to, you know, talk it out, but I think things got, you know, a bit like, we didn't want to accept that, you know, this is not working out because
right.
we are married, we have kids. But then later on, we realized that this is the fact and we have to, like, work it out and help each other.
Yeah.
If we want to be with each other, and which is the fact, we want to still be with each other because we know that we are great individuals and,
Good.
You know, have been in love. And somewhere it is there, but so many factors have, you know, there are so many layers now on top of it.
Yeah, man, you got work, you have issues with, as you said, with your family. There's this, there's that. It's hard. Relationships are hard. You got the internet now.
Yeah.
Where we all get home and we just get on it where there's no communication happening
it's
anymore.
It's so annoying when you sit next to each other on that, isn't it?
You got to make an effort to actually put down your devices and actually talk to each other and try
yeah,
to sure. reconnect. Vinisha, I think you are fantastic. I think your attitude is great. You know that there's an issue, but you don't want to give up on it. But I do believe just working together, and it's a dual thing, together, you know, you guys can get back into it. And yes, it's not going to be rainbows and butterflies every single day, and the world's not going to feel like it's going to end big, but you're going to have that love and that respect for each other and wanting to be in each other's company. I think that's so important. Relationships are beautiful when they work and when you find your way. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Have a great day. Well, some of you are listening to this, and you're in an amazing relationship.
Yeah.
And life is good. Some of you are single and you're like, man, I wish I had these issues. And some of you are in relationships right now that are not doing well. And you know it. Work at it. Find an option. Good luck.
Oh, I see. Oh, what is that?
I'm over it.
What does that say?
So, I don't know if you're in the same type of work environment. Our work here is amazing. Love it. Love ARN. Love Virgin Radio.
Yeah, love you.
And we've done such a great job, I think, as a company handling this pandemic. And honestly, I mean that. We, as a radio office and our radio studio, we never took any time off. Even when everyone was out, we were still doing the show. We were considered frontliners, which, again, I know.
No comparison.
I know who the real frontliners are, peeps, all right? But we were coming into work, and we've done such a great job, and everyone here is so amazing. However, I find now there's only a few people.
Mm.
Not wearing their masks when they walk around our office studio space here. Now, we have done the usual stuff like, hey, guys, can you wear your masks? And I'm a bit of like, I'm a bit of that, you know, that COVID police person.
Yeah.
I'm that person in the office. You're like, oh, my gosh, here he goes again.
Mm.
You know, I walked past one of the guys from news the other day and I'm just walking by. I'm like, bro, put your mask on, man. I've got my mask on.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to say we're through this pandemic. We're still in it, but we're doing a lot better. Numbers today were, again, better than they have been in a long time.
Yeah.
So what I've done is
I've made
some signs that says wear your mask while walking in this corridor. And what I'm going to go do right now, guys.
Are you going to do it right now?
I'm doing it right now.
Come on, Mr. Fun Man.
I know. I know.
No, but see, I'm on Team Chris here because I think it's so important. I get so frustrated with people who have their mask under their nose. No respect for it's disrespectful if you're walking around like that. You know, with your mask off.
I was just about to go do it and not have my mask on.
No, you got to have your mask. Going to
so,
it.
Sorry,
so
guys,
Chris is actually going outside.
Where are you going?
I'm just
going
to put it all around here.
On the glass.
Actually, I'll put one in our studio.
Yeah, put
so
one in our studio.
See it when they walk out. Here we go.
Yep, so they can see it.
Now, how can we make this entertaining? Because you sticking up stickers.
Oh, this is highly entertaining radio.
Okay. Oh, he's on to the
there
second.
Wait, don't put two here. Use them everywhere.
Yeah, I want two. I'll really see it.
Okay, now put it on the other. So our studios are surrounded by this like glass wall that everyone can kind of see through.
Back.
So I think Chris is going to go into the hallway and put it there.
Well, we'll tell you which radio station he's going to.
Okay, go. Rossi, call it out.
He's,
where's that?
He's put one right outside. What's that one called?
Dubai 92.
Oh, Dubai 92. So I can forget the name sometimes.
Okay, and then where is he going?
No, oh, go down there. Go
where
down,
are you going?
Go
take the tape with you.
I'm not. It's hard to do the tape and the sticking.
The tape and the sticking.
Put it outside the... what's that one called?
Do you know any of the stations that are part of our network, Rossi?
No.
Okay, that's Hit FM there.
Hit?
Our sister says.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Our sister station there.
No, no.
I think.
Is that it?
They'll all see it.
I dare you to do it outside Dubai Eye.
Go do it in Dubai Eye.
Risk the wrath of brandy.
Okay, I'm going to go to Dubai Eye.
Go Dubai Eye.
Good luck, Chris.
Dubai Eye is furthest. Go.
Just before you go, I want to tell you I love you so much, man.
Good luck.
Oh my gosh, what is he doing? The lunatic.
Rossi, you never say anything to anyone. Doesn't bother you, does it, when someone's not wearing their mask? Or internally it does, but you don't want to say anything.
Yeah, I'm not a confrontational person.
Yeah.
I'd rather just frown at them and like, but not say anything.
Do you do like the...
No,
do you do that?
I just shake my head.
That was really
head.
Fast.
I just
Did
shake
anyone
my head,
see but... you do it?
Yeah, they're all just looking at me like...
Weirdo.
I stick it up and then they all just read it. But no, 99% of the people here are amazing.
Yeah,
it's
of
just, there's only like one or two who just for some reason, I don't know why.
And you know what it is because I think everyone feels this in their office environment. It's like a second home, right?
Yeah.
You feel comfortable. You feel more relaxed. You're friends with your coworkers. So you feel like you can put your guard down a little bit.
I'm a totally lucky as well because, you know, you listen, you probably have to wear your mask all day during your work shift. Like in us in here.
In our studios, we don't have to do it, but because, on the outside, right?
Yeah.
No, because the other day, someone in our news department actually got corona.
Correct.
Got COVID. And then what it meant was that entire department was shut down and they had to go back home.
Are you out of breath?
He literally ran.
I ran. I'm telling you, it wasn't easy.
Get that cardio.
All right, Virgin Radio. Yeah, morning. The Chris Fade Show. That's it for us. Tomorrow's show. It's going to be a big one. Rossi's 40th birthday celebration.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. Rossi's turning 40. Rossi's turning 40. Rossi's turning 40.
Only five more years. Only 5 more years, pretty, to go. Until you turn 40.
Yes, but tomorrow.
Okay, Rossi, when we mention your birthday,
stop deflecting.
You can't reflect on anyone else's age. You do it every time. It's weird.
I don't like the fuss on a birthday.
Cool. Well, we're making a big one tomorrow, so get ready. Tomorrow's show, Rossi's turning 40. We're going to be celebrating it all show. Maybe for 3 weeks. 3 week birthday celebration.
Woo!
Cool.
Yay.
Awesome. Sheena's up next. All your feel good hits coming up. Commercial free. Have a good one. Don't forget tomorrow, Rossi's turning 40. Oh, this is good. It's a good song there, I think. Have a great day from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Rossi's turning 40. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.